"Tell me more about your country," he said to me one day. "I would like to hear about your laws, your political life, and your customs. Tell me everything. There may be something that we can usefully copy here in Brobdingnag." "I shall be delighted, sir," I answered proudly. "Our king controls our three great countries, Scotland, Ireland, and England. We grow much of our own food, and our weather is neither too hot nor too cold. There are two groups of men who make our laws. One is called the House of Lords. They are men from the oldest and greatest families in the country. The other is called the House of Commons. These are the most honest, intelligent, and sensible men in the country, and are freely chosen by the people. We have judges to decide punishments for criminals, and we have a large army which cannot be defeated by any other in the world." While I was talking, the king was making notes. For several days I continued my explanation, and I also described British history over the last 100 years. Then the king asked me a large number of questions. These were some of them. "How do you teach and train young people of good family? If the last son of an old family dies, how do you make new lords for the House of Lords?"